Is there a motion to call our BCPL meeting to order?
Do we need to do that? If so, I so move.
Okay, yeah, I guess we can just, thanks, Josh. All right, the first item on the agenda is approving the minutes. Is there a motion to approve the minutes?
I'll make that motion.
I'll second it. Any friendly amendments about the minutes? Seeing none, all those in favor of approving the minutes today, say aye. Aye, Sarah.
Aye, Josh.
Aye, John.
The minutes are approved. Moving on to our loan portfolio today, where we have 13 loans at almost $12 million, which our chief investment officer mentioned at our last meeting, we've got a $50 million loan pipeline. So this is starting to indicate that clearly. So I will turn it over if there's a motion to approve the loan portfolio.
I so move.
And I'll second it. So Rich, I will turn it over to you to talk through our 13 loans that we're looking at today.
Thanks, Sarah. We have a few loans that are a little bit unusual. For example, loan number two to the Village of Summit is for their capital improvement program. The underlying purposes aren't unusual, I guess. You know, it's a variety of items, mostly road work with a few vehicles and some capital equipment. But they bundled everything together into a capital improvement program. Loan number five is to finance TID 8 infrastructure improvements. This is to reimburse a developer for infrastructure improvements after the housing project met a $4.8 million valuation in accordance with the developer agreement. So, you know, they waited for the project to be developed before they reimbursed the developer, and that seems to make perfect sense. Loan number seven is for a Lake District, which is an approved borrower type, and we've been doing more Lake District loans in the past few years than further along in history. On this loan, and then we've got the city of New Holstein, which is doing some utility works, including water main and sewer mains and some water meter replacements. Further down the list, number 12, we have the Village of Lannan in Waukesha County financing a TID development incentive, which is to reimburse, again, housing developers for infrastructure work completed where these projects have also met the increase in the tax increment required under the development agreement to obtain those incentive payments. There's two projects, one a condo project and one an apartment project, with the value upon completion estimated to be $115 million. The town of Genesee in loan number 13 is financing a new public works building. Good for them. And they're borrowing a total of $4 million for that project. And that's all I have. Does anybody have any questions on any of the loans?
If I could ask, why did New Holstein have to have three loan applications? Could they not have just done one?
They could have. You know, John, generally what I like to do is keep separate loan purposes under separate loans, just so to improve the transparency in the future. So, for instance, they could pay off the water project before they paid off the sewer project if they so choose in the future. So, you know, I just think it adds a little bit of flexibility for the community, improves the transparency of the loans for people that weren't sitting at the table when the loan was done.
Hmm. Okay, thanks.
And I just wanted to confirm the potential Town of Sanborn loan is not up this month, right? I didn't see it, but I just want to make sure.
Yeah, that's correct. Meeting, I think that my understanding is that it may be available for discussion at our next meeting.
Thanks.
Any other questions about the loan portfolio? Well, thank you, Rich. Seeing none, all those in favor of approving our loans today, say aye. Aye, Sarah.
Aye, Josh.
Aye, John.
The loans are approved. So there's no old business and there is no new business. So we'll go straight into routine business, which is Rich and his chief investment officer's report.
I'll be a little bit short today, Sarah. You know, as you mentioned a little bit earlier, the State Trust Fund Loan Program is currently very busy with the high loans in the pipeline that we have seen over the past several years. Today, we have 74 loans totaling nearly $77 million currently in various stages of the loan approval process. You know, some of these loans have already been approved by the board and are waiting for borrowers to request disbursement. And as you might recall, borrowers have a total of 4 months after approval by the BCPL board to request draws on their loan. This is an attractive feature of the program that reduces interest costs to the borrowers when they're funding longer term construction projects. However, most of the loans will be coming before the board for approval over the next month or two. So we expect that the average number of loans to be considered at board meetings this summer will be a little bit higher than average for the past meetings. Interest rates remain volatile. To be honest, I can't remember the last time I thought of them as stable. And the investment committee remains vigilant regarding the rates offered on new state trust fund loans. We've raised rates 2 times in the past month, and we'll be keeping an eye on the markets moving forward. And that's all I have for today.
Thank you, Rich. Any questions for Rich? Moving on to the executive secretary's report.
Tom? I think John had
sorry.
A question.
Sorry,
John,
I had my mic off.
Yep.
Sorry. So what is the current interest rates on loans in the process now?
We're at 5.5% across the board, regardless of the term of the loan.
Okay, thanks. That was it, sorry. Sorry, Sarah.
No worries. Any other questions? Okay, now Tom, we'll turn it over to the executive secretary's report.
Well, I've been so brief for the last couple of meetings, I thought I'd take a few extra minutes today, so. You know, as the state budget process moves forward, sometimes we lose sight of the fact of how efficient PCPL and our agency actually is. But to manage all the different things we do would be utterly impossible if not for the fact that our staff is incredibly talented, hardworking, and efficient. I had a nice conversation with a gentleman from another state agency and how they were going to set interest rates for their economic development revolving loan fund. I was amazed at how much time and effort they put into developing protocols for a fund that had less than a total of $1 million to lend. In an average year, we lend more than 100 times that amount with a staff that's significantly smaller. And that efficiency extends to every aspect of our agency, from loan origination and administration, implementation, to real estate transactions, timber management. So this has been an awesome year, and my hat is off to the staff at BCPL for having had the best performance, in my opinion, in the history of the agency. Thank you all for your service. And as we head to the end of the fiscal year, you know, our trust fund investments continue to perform well, as Rich has pointed out, even as the markets experience volatility. And while the principal balance of the trust funds may fluctuate with the daily ups and downs of the market, the distributable earnings, the interest and dividends from our investments continue to grow. The investment policy developed by BCPL and our stakeholders has performed the way we hoped it would. Again, kudos to Rich for doing the lion's share of the drafting. Our diversified portfolios with a number of different sources of income combining to provide a strong, sustainable stream of distributable income. You know, the 1848 sideboards of our constitutional constraints require us to manage our trust funds differently than many modern endowments, which are able to lump principal and earnings together. Those constraints pose some challenges for our staff as we carefully choose our investments and then account for each transaction carefully. But there are times, especially during volatile markets, that I wonder whether our forefathers had a better idea to distribute earnings and retain principal. And another of our investment policy features was the establishment of smoothing accounts of deferred distributions that could distributions in the future if there were unforeseen upheavals in the markets that actually reduced earnings. At the end of this fiscal year, we anticipate that the smoothing accounts will again have sufficient reserves. In fact, the smoothing funds themselves are now producing more distributable income. Income from income. That's amazing. You may recall that the board recently authorized staff to offer four parcels of land for sale in four different counties. We opened the bids on June 9th. We received bids on three of the parcels. All of the bids were for more than appraised value. The bids ranged from 13% over appraised value to 39% over appraised value. The winning bids covered 124 acres for just over $200,000. The winning bidders are providing us with information as to how they want the property titled, and I'll be circulating land patents for signature in the near future. Again, hats off to Micah for promoting the program and recruiting people to bid on those. And finally, timber. We have now surpassed $800,000 in timber revenue for fiscal 2023 and are getting close to $900,000. Previously, this amount would have been produced in a biennium, not 1 year. We offer timber sales twice a year. Timber is a commodity and prices fluctuate constantly. Therefore, we do not offer all of our timber for sale at one time. We offer timber sales at least twice a year. This gives us a chance to bring our timber to market at two different times and potentially different price points. We recently advertised five sales that had a total acreage of 560 acres. We examined the properties, estimated the timber to be cut, and established a total estimated minimum bid value of $264,000. We received qualified bids on all the advertised timber sales, with a high total bid value of over $418,000. And we're very happy with these results, as we are currently in one of the worst timber markets price-wise that anyone can remember. So in summary, again, I think this has been a great year. Thank you to the board for supporting us, and thank you to the staff for doing an awesome job. And that's my report for today.
Sarah, you're muted.
You guys hear me? Yes.
Now we can.
Okay. I was saying, Tom, thank you for your work and thanks to the agency and everything that you all are doing and continuing the tradition of BCPL being this lean, mean machine for Wisconsin. And all of the great work it continues to do. So we appreciate the update. And I don't know, John, if you have any questions. I know this is being new to the board, or Josh, if you have any questions for Tom.
None for me, thanks.
I'm good. Tom and I chat once in a while.
Okay, great. Well, thanks, Tom. I will be brief with my update. When we talked last at our last meeting, one of the things that we're working on is our distribution release for the normal school fund, because it's a record-breaking distribution, providing 150 scholarships in addition to the other programs that are funded through the normal school fund. So in kind of conversations, what Tom and I talked about was doing two releases. One is here in Madison in partnership with the university, because they are the law fund, but then doing another release in Stevens Point at UW Stevens Point, because they are kind of the second
largest beneficiary of the normal school fund. And I think one of the big things that we know is important is visiting communities that we work with outside of Madison. So that is something that is in the works. But we're not going to have like a date and some of the additional details until the budget is done, because that's just really where we are in the process. So as our conversations continue with both the university and Stevens Point, we'll keep you all posted, but it will be sometime after July, and when the budget is passed, and potentially too when like students are around, because they are the recipients and we want to make sure they're included as well. Any questions? Okay, well, are there any agenda items that folks would like to add to our to a future meeting? Is there, seeing none, is there a motion to adjourn?
I so move.
I will second.
It's moved and seconded. If there's no debate, all those in favor say aye. Aye, Sarah.
Aye, Josh.
Aye, John.
Our meeting is adjourned today. Thanks, everybody, and have a terrific week.
Thanks. Good day.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
See you guys. Bye.